ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8। लॉर्ड कृष्ण शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। टेक्स्ट 49। ज्ञात यो निर्महादेवे भुवि विश्वेश्वरे हरो भक्ति स्यात् परमालोके ययांजो दुर्गतिं तरे ज्ञातयो नो महादेवे भुवि विश्वेश्वरे हरो भक्ति स्यात् परमालोके ययांजो दुर्गतिं तरे जातयो। आफ्टर वी टू हैव टेकन बर्थ नाउ both husband and wife Drona and Dhara Mahadeve in the supreme person, the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhuvi on the earth, Vishvaishvare in the master of all the planetary systems, Harao in the Supreme Lord, Bhakti, devotional service, Syat will be spread, Parama, the ultimate goal of life, Loke in the world, Yaya by which, Anja very easily, Durgatim miserable life, Tare one can avoid and be delivered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Drona and Dhara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, the supreme controller and master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service the ultimate goal of life. So that those born, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. Please repeat. Drona and Dhara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth, so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. Purport. This statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dhara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is a necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dhara appear first, and then Krishna appears. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his birth is not ordinary. Janma karma cha me divyam. And then Krishna says further before that in chapter 4 Bhagavad Gita, ajopi san avyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swamyadhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dhara appear in order to become his father and mother. It is they who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yashoda. In other words, it is not possible for sadhana siddha living being to become the father or mother of Krishna. For Krishna's father and mother are already designated. But by following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, ordinary living beings, may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yashoda. When Drona and Dhara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son, Krishna. Krishna's appearance means paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. The devotees are protected and the miscreants are vanquished. Whenever Krishna comes, he distributes the highest goal of life, devotional service. He appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the same purpose, because unless one comes to devotional service, one cannot be delivered from the miseries of the material world. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam, where the living beings struggle for existence. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, mamevansho jivaloke jivabhutasanatana mama manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Because of conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entities are struggling to become happy, but unless they take to bhakti cult, their happiness is not possible. Krishna clearly says, Ashaddhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa apraapya maam nivartante mrityu sansara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of the foes, but return to the birth and death in this material world. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here if one does not follow the instructions of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, has been started so that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid the risky life of this material existence. There is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. It is not optional. It is compulsory. If we do not take to Krishna consciousness, our life is very risky. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from the miserable condition of material existence, Bhagavad Gita as it is the primary study. Then, if one understands Bhagavad Gita, one can proceed to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if one advances further, one may study Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are therefore presenting these valuable, invaluable books to the whole world so that people may study them and be happy, being delivered from miserable conditional life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadam Mahayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpade Nobeya Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tabda Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading Canto 10, Chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form to Mother Yashoda. Text 49, translation again. Drona and Dhara said, please permit us to be born on the planet of earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. So this context is going on again. The universal form, the universal, your whole thing was shown by Krishna in his little mouth to Mother Yashoda. And having heard the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Shukdev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past activities, auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? So this was text 46. Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukdev Goswami that look at the great fortune of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So what they have done in the past, that they have got such an exalted, wonderful, great position. And then, although Krishna was, so then the example in text 47 came up, comparison with Vasudeva and Devaki. They are the parents of Krishna. They gave birth, or Krishna appeared to them first. But they did not get the same level of pleasure or the satisfaction of raising Krishna with his childhood pastimes and having all these wonderful ecstasies. But Devaki's rasa in this case was different than Mother Yashoda. So, but here says that therefore the position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. So Krishna, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, their position is slightly better situated in terms of enjoying or relishing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the childhood pastimes, which is very important, very wonderful, very amazing. Queen Kunti also mentioned that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, sucked milk from Putna's breast and gave her position of mother. Wonderful things, and Trinavata and all those pastimes, and now the showing the whole universe in the little mouth. Then Shukdev Goswami, after listening Maharaj Parikshit, why they have, what they have done, such a wonderful position. Then Shukdev Goswami said, to follow the orders of Lord Brahma, Drona, the best of the Vasus, along with his wife, Dhara, he spoke to Lord Brahma in this way. So what they are saying, what Shukdev Goswami is saying, that Dhara and Drona, they both prayed to Lord Brahma that because you have asked us to appear in the material world, so let's do that now, because Lord Krishna can take then, Lord Krishna can appear in this material world. Why he can appear? For what? To deliver the pious, to propagate the devotional service, bhakti. And now in this text, of course, we just read Drona and Dhara, they asked Lord Brahma, please allow us to appear in the material world. So, and in purport, Prabhupada is giving, because here we are talking about the appearance of Krishna. So immediately Prabhupada got into the purport, talking about chapter 4. In chapter 4, Krishna is speaking about epistemology. What do we know? How do we know? And what do we do about it? That is the question. That is the thing that Krishna is, that Arjuna asked Krishna. And Krishna is saying in chapter 4, Imam vivasvate yogam prokta vahan avyam vivasvanman vepraha manur ikshvaka abravit. I spoke this imperishable science of yoga to sun god Vivaswan and Vivaswan to Manu, Manu to Ikshvaku. And then Krishna says, evam parampara praptim imam raja rishi yovidu sakale ne mahata yoga nashta parantapa. O Arjun, in this way of disciplic succession, this knowledge was handed down from guru to disciple and on and on and on. Yoga nashta parantapa. Oh, best of the fighters who is fully competent to defeat his enemy, Parantapa Arjuna. But over a period of time, this got lost. Sa evayam mayate dhyan yoga prokta puratana bhakto sime sakhacheti rahasyam idam uttamam. But I am telling you this thing again now. Because why I am telling you only? Bhakto sime sakhacheti, you are my friend. and you are my devotee. Best person to speak Bhagavad Gita or this imperishable yoga, science of yoga, connecting to Krishna. So Krishna is telling, but then Arjuna, he became confused. How come you spoke this whole thing to Sun God? You and I am 115 years old, you are 125 years old, and you are talking that you spoke to Sun God? Then Krishna said, yes. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tav cha Arjuna. Arjuna, you and I came, and many lives we have came here again and again. But you forget and I remember. That's the difference between living entity and God. Why? Because Krishna is saying, I appear, that's what it is. Ajo api, in the proper proposing, Ajo api san navyatma bhuta namishvaro api san prakritim swami adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. I appear by my own internal potency. That's the difference. But the living entity, how they come, how they appear, how they take birth, karmana deva netrena jantur deho ubhavati. Kapil Dev is talking to Mother Devhuti in Canto 3. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Laita Vishakha Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. So karmana deva netrena, activities what people perform, and devnetrena, I have 10, but there are 12. So there are 12 cameras are focused on every one of us, and our every single activity is being recorded. And if for some or the other reason we escape those 12 cameras of Damagod, Chandra, Indra, Pavan, everything, they are all watching us closely, very closely. We are celebrities in that sense, because 12 cameras are focusing on us all the time. And for example, many big celebrities, they try to escape by the press reporters, by the cameras. So we can also try to escape, not to become celebrity. I just want to escape, don't know. Nobody should know what I'm doing. Okay? But Krishna is sitting in your own heart as a Paramatma and recording not only all the activities, but even the thoughts. Very embarrassing. What I am thinking now, he knows right away. No way I can escape karmana devnetrena. Then it turns out here that Prabhupada is further continuing on that I appear and before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dhara appear in order to become father and mother. Then in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is quoting Mame Vancho Jiva Loke Jiva Buddha Sanatana, the living entity. So we are the part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality, Supreme Spirit. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Ekojo Bahunam Vidyadati Kaman. We are eternal. Krishna is eternal. But the difference is, He is Chief Eternal. We are conscious. He is conscious. Right now we are conscious of our one single body here. But Krishna is conscious of all the bodies. The moment I try to become Krishna conscious, my life is successful. That is the goal of devotional service. That is why we have temples, we have devotees, we have preaching program, we have book distribution, prasadam distribution, so many things. But we now must, in ISKCON, I'm talking about ISKCON, whatever position we have got within ISKCON, I may be very new bhakta, I may be in ISKCON for last 30, 40 years, or I may be Brahman initiated, I may be one time initiated, but all of us, we should look at the manual of devotees, which is Upadesha Amrita, Nectar of Instruction, and Prabhupada, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj gave his own commentaries on that book, and Prabhupada simply added, didn't remove even a single line of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Guru Maharaj, and there he mentioned that the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement is to control the mind and the senses and become pure devotees. wherever we are, in whatever position, at the level of consciousness we are at the moment, we have to set our goals. After 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, I will not be the same person what I am today. I am going to be a lot different. Different means, if I am chanting 16 rounds, hopefully one day when I will find more time, I will go to 25. I am observing Ekashi. I don't go for distribution of books. Better I go. Everyone should go. One time, Hridayananda Maharaj Goswami, he came to our temple in Boise, and we were trying to build brand new temple in 1998. We were trying to collect funds and raising money for the temple, and I was almost 2 years at that time after initiation, so I thought, okay, let me do something about it. So what I did, I picked up the directory at that time, Yellow Page directory, and I looked into all the names of Indians living in the town. And then every Sunday and Saturday we would make halwa, offer to the deities, take Mahaprasad to all those addresses and calling them that we are coming. Because of being Indian background, they were nice. We will take them some books, prasadam, and collect some money. But then Hridayananda Maharaj, in his class, he mentioned, everyone should go out and preach. So with great pride, I said, Maharaj, we also go every weekend. Where do you go? Oh, I go to all the Indian families living in town and give them Bhagavad Gita. Then Maharaj said, yeah, that's good. But that's not enough. Why is it not enough? Because unless you go out on the streets and people shout on you, people give you, go away, I don't want to hear you, I don't want to see your face, don't talk to me again, unless they chastise you, you cannot be purified. For your own purification, you have to go out and distribute books. Stand on the street just, then I was scared that how can I do that? I don't know even how to speak proper English with the proper accent so that they can understand me. But then I took my family and my daughter, 8 years old, and my son, 11 years old, and I gave them all the books because nobody would chastise children. At least they're nice. They won't say, go away, shut up, don't nonsense, you're talking. No, they won't say to these children. So that was my trick. So I would keep them ahead of me, and they would offer the temple card, and they say, yes, we have Bhakti Yoga Center, free vegetarian feast every Sunday. But, oh, what do? Oh, we do nothing. Simply chant this mantra written on the back of the card, Hare Krishna. Can you say after me? Say, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna. And they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama Rama. And then we would have them card. And anyone who takes the card in the hand, because mantra is written over there, impact comes. Then we show Bhagavad Gita. Here's the Bhagavad Gita for you. Talks about yoga meditation, and then in this book, and open the center pages quickly, yoga, swami, this, that, birth, you know, what goes around, comes around. And we did that by handing over the Bhagavad Gita in their hands and turning the pages. So they were holding Bhagavad Gita. That made the difference. They took the card, they hold the Bhagavad Gita for like 2 minutes, impact would come or came. And then many times they would say, don't bother me. And many times somebody would come, hey, oh God, you're here? Oh yes. Oh, do you have those? Yes, we. Oh, I was looking for you for so many months. I was thinking, because I was in Rath Yatra in New York, you guys were having big chariots, and I pushed that chariot because all of you were pushing, and then somebody gave me that book. I didn't take it, but then I realized, yes, I want it now, because I thought, oh, okay, please give me one. Can I give you some money? Yes, yes. So it happened. That's the power of book distribution. Every single minute you feel the presence of Krishna in your heart. You invoke the mercy of Krishna. Krishna, I am nothing. I have no power to attract any one of these people. It's only because of your strength. You have the power. Your book. I am just doing my little job, standing with the card and Bhagavad Gita, handing them down. And if that chastisement is coming to me, that's for my purification. I am getting purified. I am not giving any mercy. I am not qualified. I am not preaching because I don't know any philosophy yet. I am just handing out my duty. Because Prabhupada said, go and preach. Go and preach on the streets. And devotees are doing it. But look at the thing. Look at the data. How many total initiated devotees are there within ISKCON? Does anyone have any guesses or any data? How many total initiated devotees in the whole world? Close to just 1 lakh. When I heard this data, I was just almost fell down on the floor. We have so many temples, thousands of people are coming, so much donation is coming. 90 to 100 initiating sannyasis or gurus. 650 plus temples, farm communities, restaurants. Only 100k. How can we run the society based on this data? We have to increase the number. Amaragya guru huya taro idesh jare dekho tare kaho Krishna updesh. When I heard this data, I was just like devastated. And out of these 100,000, I guess Jayapataka Swami has close to maybe 40,000. So look at the numbers, look at the reality. What we are doing within ISKCON, we have to go out. We have to find out. And we have to read books. Three ways we can read the books. Number one, find a buddy. Two people, one person. Like about 1 month back, my brother, older brother, he expired due to corona. And I thought, this is the time probably to start reading Bhagavatam to my family members, and that will benefit me also. So I requested everyone. Ani ani bhutani, everyone is dying day by day due to corona, due to heart attack, due to so many diseases. So now all of you, my older brothers and sisters and my younger nephews, nieces, etc., all of you, please come with me. Let's go on Zoom now. Every child knows Zoom. Let's start reading Bhagavatam. And somehow or the other, they said, yes, yes. And I had this desire of reading Bhagavatam so intense that, oh, Krishna, please provide me some platform where I can read verse by verse, line by line. And then Krishna allowed me to start this group 8:30 p.m. every single day. And now what happened? I just read 8th chapter of Canto 1 yesterday, finished that off. Little by little, I had my own group. So that's one way. Second way, that I write some article or some book or read something or write my own thing, my own realizations. Not the book that I'm going to translate these books and then become big acharya, no. But when Sut Goswami approached, when Shonakarishi approached Sut Goswami, when they asked Sut Goswami, or rather when Vidura approached Maitreya Muni on the order, on the request, on the suggestion of Uddhava, that I want to ask some questions. So after meeting Vidura, Maitreya Rishi said, when Vidura asked, he wanted to ask some great, big questions, but then at some point he thought, better ask simple questions. Simple means how people will be benefited by this and that, simple questions. So after listening the questions, Maitreya said, I will speak yatha ditham yatha mati. Whatever I have heard and whatever I have imbibed in my own life, realizations. I should speak up with that. Not just reading, of course, reading is good. So that's second way. And third way is to prepare to speak either to a group of devotees or your buddy, study buddy. Every devotee must have a study buddy. I may be sannyasi, I may be bhakta, new bhakta. Everybody. If we do not do it, we will cause our own fall down slowly, slowly, slowly. Very simple. One time I was in a Vrajmandal Parikrama in 2005, maybe 2003, I don't remember exactly. So there was one Maharaj in the Parikrama, and of course in the Parikrama they make arrangements for Maharaj to stay in a separate room properly, everything. Maharaj said, no, I feel very scared being lonely in one single room. I'd rather sleep with bhaktas on the floor right there somewhere. The idea was that we should not be lonely. Lonely is scary. Kevalyam narakayate is like a hell, narak. I don't want to be lonely. Ekantaki hari bhakti utpata yakalpate. Utpat. Simply disturbance in your own mind. Simply disturbance causing to the devotees. Simply disturbance causing to the authorities. Simply disturbance to the Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. It is very important that we follow this proper mood of reading. If we do not read, if we do not go, just even one book we hand out for free. Okay, just take one book. I've seen many devotees here. They ask, even me sometimes, I give money because I don't want to discourage them to distribute books. I have books. But if they give me, yes, thank you, Prabhu. Here's money, donation for the book publications. And I distribute them further. We should take books, we should give books, we should read books, study books. Otherwise, it will become burden of the beast. And now let's go on further a little bit. We have 10-15 minutes left. So I have some of the points here. So Prabhupada is mentioning the purport, but foolish persons do not know. What happens? Everyone is looking for happiness. We are trying to be happy in this material world. The more we try to become happy, the more we feel miserable. That's what Prahlad Maharaj said. Prahlad Maharaj mentioned in 7.7.42, Sukhaya dukkha mokshaya sankalpa hiya karman karmina sadapno dihaya dukkham anihaya sukhavrata. In this material world, every materialist desire to achieve happiness and diminish his distress, and therefore they act accordingly, getting nice AC rooms, soft bed, servants, all eating paraphernalia, material to eat, vegetables, fruits, grains. Actually, however, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. Prahladma is saying 7.7.42 in the verse translation. As soon as one begins his endeavor or activity or efforts for happiness, his conditions of distress begin. When I read this verse, I thought, it's so miserable that we all of us, we are like that. Anandamaya Abhyasa, that's our nature. We must seek happiness because Krishna is Satchit Ananda, eternity, knowledge and bliss. We are Satchit Ananda, eternity, knowledge and bliss. But what we are doing, we are looking pleasure at the wrong place. The question arises then, how to get happiness and get rid of distress? Because just Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, we cannot be happy by our efforts. If we try to be happy by our own efforts, we will meet more miseries. We will feel more miserable. So what we should do? How to get rid of distress? How to become happy? Srila Prabhupada answers that without endeavor, one get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined. And one cannot change this. Srila Prabhupada said, you cannot change your destiny even an inch. So what is the use? If we cannot change anything, yes. But at the same time, we can change. How we can change? What we are supposed to do? Vedas enjoin that one should work for self-realization and not for increasing happiness or decreasing distress for the sake of perishable body. Sukham endriyakam tuccham. Prahlad Maharaj saying, oh my demon friends, this pleasure obtained through the senses is tuccham, useless, very temporary, will give you more miseries. And then what is the consequence if we do not lead? Because in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Krishna consciousness is not a choice. You must surrender voluntarily or involuntarily. If you surrender voluntarily, you are under the shelter of Krishna's internal potency, Yoga Maya Radharani. If you do not surrender, then you are under the jurisdiction of Mahamaya Durga, Krishna's sister. She will bring you to Krishna. And if you go to directly Radharani or to devotees, then it's a lot simpler, a lot easier. So Krishna consciousness is not a choice. That's why in the morning, all the visitors, we put them together, take it to the hall and preach to them. Yes, Krishna consciousness is not that, oh, I'm thinking, maybe I can do this, maybe. Those who are single initiated, within 1 year, they should get Brahman initiated. Those who are Brahman initiated and cross 50, it's hard. But we should try to register ourselves for sannyasa and follow principles regularly, attentively, and spread the... Because when Daksha cursed Narad Muni that you will not stay at one place, same way Srila Prabhupada said that we are, as a devotee, carrying that curse of Daksha on our head and going to the materialists and preaching them. The same curse of Daksha all the devotees of sannyasi are carrying now on their heads on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. And we have this humble duty to take this out and distribute. We have to make efforts. So, what is the consequence if we do not lead a life of tapasya, austerity, but waste our time in futile activities? What will happen? Very dangerous. What will happen? We must certainly be amoyable. Here's the point. No choice. Must take to Krishna consciousness. And this may sound harsh, because many of my relatives, they themselves said, your Prabhupada, he always talks cats and dogs. Yes, cats and dogs. Bhagavatam says cats and dogs. Shava varaha ustra kharer santuta purushaparam. Shava varaha ustra kharer. Shava is a dog. Varaha, hog. Ustra, camel. Khare, ass. These classes of man, Shva, Varaha, Ustra, Khare, Sanstuta, Purushaparam, they pick up a man who is a better ass, who is a better hog, a dog. He's our master, he's our leader. What difference is going to make? No difference. So the point here is, we must certainly be embodied in a body like those of cats, dogs and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusted desires and self gratification, extremely risky. It's a tough preaching. I don't want to hear this. But in fact, I have to hear this. Sometimes people may say, oh, this is very hard preaching, Prabhu. You shouldn't speak like that. Somebody is cutting the branch on which he is sitting. And somebody, a learned man, passing by, he says, sir, please don't do this because you will fall down. He doesn't listen. And then that noble person moves maybe 20 feet ahead or 20 meters ahead. And he fell down, broken his arm, and ran to the person. Oh, are you astrologer? No, it's common sense. Krishna consciousness is common sense. That's what Prabhupada said many, many times. It's common sense. It's not that, oh, now I am going to be a devotee in ISKCON, and what do? They rise in the morning, I cannot do it. They chant, sit down, I cannot do it. I want to join Krishna consciousness movement. I am a devotee, but I have started my bad habits again. I started taking tea. I started taking onion and garlics. I have watered down the philosophy now because I can't follow anymore. So I started blaspheming devotees, blaspheming philosophy, blaspheming ISKCON because I can't follow. Blaspheming authorities because I would not admit my own fault, but I would start finding fault in everyone else. That's what the problem of not following principle. Those who are in ISKCON, they have to do it. Otherwise, one day, like here, cats and dogs, but one day, within ISKCON, we will start blaspheming ISKCON. If we do not preach, if we do not follow principles, if we do not rise in the morning, read Bhagavatam 4.16.4. So, it's almost done from my side. So, questions or comments, I will pass on the mic. And the difficulty with the mic is keep it a little further from your mouth and speak slowly because sometimes it's not very clear.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So all those things you said about when you're on Sankirtan, people speak strongly against you and call you ill names, sometimes they even attack you. I was 20 years in Miami Airport, so I know from travel around. Book distribution is not some material business whatsoever. It's actually, Lord Krishna says, no one more hears you. Because actually, this is the hardest thing for people to accept. But Srila Prabhupada very much pushed book distribution. So we shouldn't see it in the material sense to think the book distributor is somebody else. When we joined, we said, oh, they were trying to be a good book distributor. So everybody who comes to the temple is a candidate to actually go out and try to present this philosophy of Krishna consciousness that the Prabhupada did, all the acharyas did. So all the difficulties and all the other things you said about Alta Rudra being misled is simply on the Bhagavad concept of very good too. As one of the acharyas, even though it may be very heavy preaching, the thing needs to be sprayed.
Yes.
You know, you have to say it the way it is, and Prabhupada never held back. He always spoke very strongly because we very had a tendency to take it lightly. And as I said, book distribution is a necessity, part of our upbringing and training as well.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice comment that book distribution is our prime activity and it is very important. Yes, Prabhu. Take your mask off so that the voice will not block your.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. In the course of the class, you said there are three ways to read books. You are still to know about other two ways, other than two bodies. If you are well, you can say, I'm very disappointed. Three ways to read the books. First thing you said, find the body, read the body and read it. Other two ways.
Other two ways. So the question is, what are the three ways to read Srila Prabhupada's books? It's very important. One is, find a study buddy, read with him. He reads a one paragraph, you read one paragraph. In that way, you cover a lot. Like Hanuman Swami, one time he was saying, he was pujari in San Francisco Jagannath Temple. And he was saying, he will offer bhoga, do Gayatri, and then still time left, 15 minutes, and he would read one verse of Bhagavatam. just by doing so, in 5 years, he was able to read Ahamaya. You know, he was saying maybe 3 cantos or something like that. So that's the power of reading by yourself also with the body. Second was to write articles or to write books or translate things or to write your own realizations. If you cannot write book, what you can do? Simply write some of your, oh, I went there and I met devotees in that temple, and the devotees, one particular devotee was very nice, he was reading. You just write your own journey, your own, like Indrasunda Maharaj, diary of traveling preacher. So he would write his diaries. So you can write your own diary. You write, okay, today, because whenever there's a class, because after listening all of this, we listen other devotees speaking, Gauranga Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu, other devotees. Online YouTube is full of the lectures. And when we read, so the only thing we ask each other with my family, what were the main 3 points? I thought, oh my God. I can't remember what were the 3 points, because I forget everything, because my mind was not focused on the listening. So I forget. But then they said, oh, no, no. Do you remember he said that? That's a very nice point. So first way to read is a study with the study buddy, writing your realizations, writing on books, writing on your articles. Second, and number three, giving classes, lectures like this. So that to prepare for a lecture, you study at least. Like I'm a professor, so I know if I have to teach for 1 hour, I have to study myself for 3 hours, even though I have taught that particular topic 20 times before. Still before the class, I have to spend at least 2-3 hours so that I am able to speak up all the main points. Because people, they don't have time, they don't have attention to pay to you. So you have to be very crisp and precise in your presentation. So these are the 3 ways. Very good question. Any other question? Yes. Well, any other questions? Okay. Yes, Mataji. Okay, yeah, that's very nice. Like our destiny is fixed. Whatever we are going to get as a comfortable materialistic, whatever way we are going to get, is all fixed. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:22, Ananyash Chintayanto Mam. If somebody think of me, worship me, serve me without any motive, Ahetuki Apratihata, no desire behind and never stopped. Ahetuki Apratihata, never stopped. If you do that kind, Ananyashintayanto, Ye Jana Pariyupase, those who worship me with unalloyed devotion, Tesham Nitya Bhuktanam, Yog Shemam Vahamyam, whatever they have, nobody can touch that. And whatever they lack, Krishna is saying, I carry for you. So this is what Krishna consciousness means, that instead of making efforts to become better situated in terms of material comforts, instead of doing that effort, instead of making effort on that part, better we make effort for devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, the solution of all our material problem is spiritual. Otherwise, we can continue with arguing people, you didn't do this to me, you did this to me, you are not good, get fixed. I'm trying to manage everyone around me, but I'm so small. One time I had an argument with a devotee, and then he called me, better you come and then let's talk. And I was scared, maybe this is going to be turned into a fight. So I chanted with full sincere heart, Namaste Narasimhaya, and that worked. When I reached to his home, he had all nice water and fruits, everything for me, and he was very mellow. And I was shocked. I said, did I do anything during last 1 hour to change his mind? No. I did nothing. I simply prayed, Lord, please, this person is very important to me. I can lose everything but not his association. That was my approach. I want his association. I am going to sacrifice everything which is coming in between us, because person is important, not the point. And he was totally transformed because through the super soul, Krishna sitting in the heart. But sometimes, as an authority, as a ma-bap, parents, teacher, guru, guru na sasyat, jani na sasyat, pitra na sasyat, suhadam na sasyat, we have to correct. We have to advise. We have to let people understand the facts. Sometimes we have to take tough positions also. Like I take tough positions on students or faculty or staff or management. It happens. Because you have to manage things. But in general, we are very nice devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.